Hey guys, Jimmy here. Before we start the show, just want to let you know where we're going to be around the country. We'll be in Las Vegas for the Tri-State PT Conference on October 11th through the 13th, the Education and Leadership Conference in Washington State on October 18th through the 20th, the National Student Conclave from Halloween until November 3rd, and we'll be visiting Ohio State University and doing a live show there on November 14th. Today we talked to Kathy Cholik, Vice President of the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapists. In honor of PT Month, we're talking to someone from all the sections. We get into what's behind the section and what you can get out of it, all the little details that might go unnoticed. Take a listen as we go inside geriatrics with Kathy. The show, as always, brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Keep up with the show online, ptpinecast.com, and on the socials, at ptpinecast.
Feels so good to be in PT month, an entire month dedicated to you, the people around you, and your professions. Kind of cool. You can always join in on the connection of PT month is, using anything you're talking about, the profession or the people that you get to work for, your patients, the people you get to work with, colleagues, use that hashtag across any of the social media platforms, and that is Choose PT. Doing spotlights on the different sections or the academies within the APTA is what we're really focusing on this month to show the profession, really what makes up our professional association. So we are continuing that right now with the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy. We'll bring on Kathy Cholik. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
No pressure, but you guys are up early in the month, so you're setting the tone here, Kathy.
Happy to be leaders in that.
Good. Good. 5,549 members. That's a decent chunk of people.
Good. Yeah. We like that number, but we're certainly looking to make it grow and be a little bit more representative. You know, we think there's a lot of people out there who work with older adults who certainly could make themselves available the resources we have.
Yeah. We heard a very similar sentiment at the top of the show from our last episode when we were talking with one of our colleagues from the Cardiovascular Pulmonary Association, which I think definitely works with geriatrics, was I heard in PT school, even if you don't, and I'm using air quotes here in a podcast, which is not great, but I'm using air quotes, even if you don't, quote, go into geriatrics, you're still going to be working with older adults. So the information that the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy is going to apply to most physical therapists.
Exactly. Really, unless you're a ped therapist or in a school-based system, you probably have some older adults on your client list.
So looking at the back of the baseball card, I mentioned 5,549. There's your stats for total members as of the end of August this year. Website, geriatricspt.org. The Twitter handle is at APTA_geriatrics. And let's see, you're the vice president right now, Greg Hartley, and yourself at the leadership roles, amongst others. We want to make sure we highlight the special interest groups, which every time a SIG comes up, I like to mention, if you're a member of a section, being a member of the special interest group within that section, no extra charge. So I recommend and tell people all the time, jump into those things. Heck, jump into all of them and do a lap or two. And then if something really, really, you know, lights your fire, really, really grabs your attention, stay with that one. You don't have to stay in all the SIGs if you don't want, but they're free.
Exactly. You know, you've already paid to be a member of our group. And these are the people who have like-minded interests that dig, you know, even an extra layer deeper. We have the Balance and Falls Special Interest Group that really is looking at addressing any issues related to balance and falls and how it impacts aging. We have a Bone Health, which is really looking at issues with osteoporosis, bone loss, and fractures. And we have the Cognitive and Mental Health SIG, which is one of our newer ones, which is kind of amazing when you think of how much we deal with people who have some level of cognitive impairment, but also some of the mental health issues you can see in aging. We have the Global Health for Aging Adults. And this is one, again, this is a fairly new one that it's really looking to work at how do we educate internationally? How do we practice globally? How do we facilitate partnerships across the country and across the world? Then we have the Health Promotion and Wellness SIG, which is one of our original first SIGs, really looking to work in all that wellness partnership world of beyond traditional medical model PT. Mm-hmm. And lastly is residency and fellowship. So if you are interested in residency and fellowship in geriatrics, or currently a resident or a faculty, this is kind of a group that's trying to set the stage and give a resource group.
Good highlight. And you got all six of those. So that's a good, that's a sign of a good vice president of a of an academy right there.
Thank you. they do fall under me. So it makes my life a little easier.
Yeah, you're in charge. Benefits that come with being a member of the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy. You guys have a newsletter, updates, current research. That's great for clinicians who are working with older adults who might want some of that information, but don't have the time to sort through it all.
Yeah, so we have both a typical kind of newsletter, Geri Notes is our newsletter, which is more in the clinical application of research. It's tidbits, things you can use, pearls to take to the clinic every day. And then we also have our peer-reviewed journal, the Journal of Geriatric Physical Therapy, which is one of those things where we actually have so many articles coming in. We were a little bit behind, so we're catching up. We have some bigger issues coming out this year to kind of catch us back up and get some of that research into your hands so it can be put into practice.
I like those as really a quick hit. Geri Notes to get people to pay attention to new things, and then you get to get a little bit deeper with the Journal of Geriatric Physical Therapy, a little bit of a deeper dive.
Mm-hmm. And so those are our pubs. We do have an e-news blast that comes out every other week with just some, you know, highlights and information. Certainly things like the Twitter page and Facebook, but also certainly access to our education courses as well.
And again, that website, as we mentioned at the top of the show, is geriatricspt.org. You guys recently changed to an academy, or I should say a lot of the sections are making that change in the last couple of years. Has that changed anything, you know, within the organization, the structure of it?
Yeah, we were pretty proud. We were the first one to become an academy. So and our previous president, Bill Staples, really led a group of us to investigate this when there had been some conversations about it in OP2 overall, and they didn't move forward. But we kind of decided that we thought it was the right thing to do, partially because and really internally it didn't mean anything different for us. But externally, our ability to interact with other organizations that really didn't understand what sections are. So that when you come and say you're the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy, you know, component of APTA, it gets a different response from external other medical groups that understand what academies are. And so it has really helped lead us in some external partnerships that are, again, we're hoping to drive the needle a little bit and change practice.
So really just a name change, just so other people can, really the external, so other people can understand better.
You got it.
Other benefits, let's see, you've got on the website, consumer PowerPoints, links for clinicians, faculty, and news, some tuition discounts on continuing education. Make sure people know that when you join this particular academy. Valuable resources to enhance clinical treatments and practice of the geriatric population. But that's what's on the website. Kathy, what do you say when someone's thinking about or maybe finds out that you're within the Academy of Geriatric PT? What's maybe your elevator pitch about your organization?
You know, that's great because we've done some deep dive thinking about this and trying to put it into words is sometimes really challenging. We actually have partnered with a group to do some branding for us because we have a hard time, you know, selling ourselves. People who do sports, right? You get on the news, you see it on TV. Those are the people that the Eagles, you know, PT, I'm a Philadelphia girl. And so, you know, like they get press, right? They get in the news. And sometimes working with older adults doesn't have quite that same flash. And so we've been working with this group to really look at how complex it is to do good care for older adults. They have complex needs, lots of different issues across the socioeconomic concerns, as well as multiple medications, different kinds of whole being issues, right? They don't, you might see them because they fractured their wrist, but that was because of a fall that needs to be addressed. And if we only treat the wrist, we're not helping them live a better life. So what the Academy has done for me across my years as a member is really give me a home of like-minded, humble people who want to change the world pretty much and make it a better place for people to live their best lives as they're aging.
Wow. If that's not an elevator pitch, I don't know what it is. I mean, a bunch of like-minded, humble people who want to change the world. That's great.
Thank you. It's really nice home. You know, it's a group of people who we're not competitive with each other. We're all trying to go out and do our best work. 'Cause you know what? There's lots of need for us. And And so we can really, you know, band together and try to do what's right for our aging adults.
Well, specifically for the individuals that you get to serve and your colleagues, that need is only going to get bigger. We know that statistics are going in terms of number of older adults every single day. That group of people that you get to serve as physical therapists is just getting bigger and bigger.
Yes. Baby boomers are aging into older adulthood. But you know what? They're also coming to it from a perspective that's different than previous generations. Right, they expect more out of healthcare. They're more active in their healthcare decisions, and they aren't going to settle for living with difficulties. So, I really think there's a lot of opportunity for us to help them find what they need to do from a physical activity perspective, from a well-being perspective, of managing pain, to really let them have fully functional lives as long as they can.
You mentioned you guys doing some work with an organization to change branding and kind of change perception. Is a part of that really changing how external stakeholders, like those that you get to serve, are going to be able to interact or find out about the profession and individuals who can help them?
Yeah, a part of it. So, you know, we really see that we have several different audiences. And, you know, look for us at CSM. We're going to have a big brand launch party, and we would certainly invite you all to come. We have our certainly physical therapists, and there's an ageism, right, even amongst those of us in the profession.
Sure.
So trying to get people when they're, you know, people who like to work with older adults, we want you in. People who may not think it's their true calling, we still have resources for you to make you be better at what you do. But also that external environment. So working with other organizations to let them know we are the movement people. And really understand movement in older adults and with aging, and so how to interact with other groups with that. But then also to those stakeholders, right, to our future patients and future clients, let them know what physical therapy can do for them. Because, you know, you work with older adults and you've been around. We're not great at shouting out, hey, you know, you don't have to have this problem that you have. This isn't normal aging. And so if you actually know that there's more that you can do and you don't have to have these problems, that's what we really want to try to connect with.
Yeah, the first step to that behavior change is an understanding that something isn't the way you thought it was.
Yeah, getting them out of pre-contemplative, right?
Yeah.
And to, like, even contemplating doing something different.
Kathy, why did you first join the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy? Back then, it was still a section, but what made you pull the trigger and say, yeah, I'm going to jump in, I'll pay a couple extra bucks because I want to be around these people? What really drew you in?
When I realized that working with older adults is really where I belonged, which wasn't what I thought originally when I went into PT, I went in my university when I was an undergrad. It was, you were supposed to belong. Like there, you were encouraged. It was developed. So there was never for me a question of belonging to ABTA. But then I really was looking at where is my area. And I really did fall in love with older adults and thought, I want to give this group a try. But what really connected me was being at CSM, talking to the leadership, getting to know some of the different people, you know, really having somebody take an interest in me and helping me develop to that next level. I can remember sitting at CSM. I had gone for actually a pre-conference course in geriatrics, and we were able to go to opening ceremonies and looking at that and thinking, it was like the third class of GCSs at that point, and thinking, you know what, this is what I want. I want to be one of those people up there. And that's really where it all fell out from there.
Yeah, when you find your tribe, it's pretty easy to see and recognize and say, these people are giving me energy just being around them because we're interested in all the same things.
Right, and we can all come from different perspectives. I mean, my work, in particularly in people with dementia, what I work with is very different than what a lot of other therapists work with. And so, you know, we can all bring what we learn from inside our organization and from outside our organization to kind of share resources that way.
All right, so that's why you joined. Why do you stay? I mean, because you didn't just join and kind of lurk in the background. You got involved, with interacting with your colleagues, but also leadership. So why'd you stay?
One of the things that I really found, and you say you find your tribe, I mean, they are very much my tribe. It is when I'm there, I am energized. But I also had, so at the time, Dale Evers was president of the section, now Academy. And, you know, she got to talking to me and I was telling her my interest in a certain area, which wasn't anything we were doing. And she's like, well, why don't you do something for that? And so I was like, well, okay, I guess somebody asked me to do it. And so literally that is how I got involved. And then shortly after that, there was an opening for secretary. And Dale's like, you know, I could really use you being secretary. And so I agreed to take in the term as secretary.
Wow.
So, you know, it was just kind of one of those things where people saw your talents. People, you know, we need everyone's help. And so, you know, the right people were really there to facilitate and support me in my leadership journey. Where I was then and where I am now are very different places. So I honestly feel like I am still a PT partly because of my work with them. And I think where there are times maybe I wasn't going to be interested in a piece they gave me was when I wasn't, when I had young children and I wasn't working full time, it still gave me a way to professionally develop. Mm-hmm. Even if I wasn't getting that satisfaction from my day job every day.
We had talked previously on this show about what you did want to do when you were coming into this profession, and it wasn't anywhere near geriatrics.
No.
It was at the other end of the spectrum.
Yes, I had fully intentions of being a pediatric PT, but it really wasn't in the cards for me. My passion was clearly in geriatrics, and I think I had, you know, I was like a lot of young therapists. I didn't think I wanted to do that because how is that appealing, right? Working with older adults. And so part of what I want to now bring to this between our branding and our other actions is I love it. And I know there's other people who love it, and don't be afraid that it's, you know, not as interesting or not as fun. I think it is hugely dynamic, and I am so rewarded every day that, you know, I wouldn't change it for anything.
We actually get to serve on the American Physical Therapy Association's Centennial Steering Committee. This is like, this is my first committee ever. This is the party committee. We get to throw the 100th birthday party or help facilitate all the celebrations around 100 years of physical therapy. I'm pretty excited about it. I know you're excited about it. So my question revolves around that. Looking back, and that's what we're doing a lot when we're looking forward to the centennials, looking back at the previous 100 years, what do you look specifically at with the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy? What are the things that you'd love to see happen or grow into in the next 100 years? Feel free to aim high, because I know you got some branding things coming out and some changes of the next couple months, but think even bigger than that. What are some things that you'd say, I'd be proud of this if this happened in the next 100 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. Geriatrics is where our future is. Mm. You know, there is a lot that we should be doing, even as people working with older adults, to catch this generation before they age into problems, trying to look at that middle-aged adult and being able to start getting them onto a program. I mean, ideally, if I see where we are in the future, we are integrated into the community and really doing not just the traditional skilled PT, but approaching things from a wellness perspective and catching these problems before they're problems.
Yeah, it's big.
And really looking in that preventative world. I mean, when I particularly just in falls, and we know the cost of a fall and what we can do with a couple of visits, $200 versus what, something like $90,000 for surgery after a hip fracture. If we can help move the needle between public perception of aging, public interest in doing things to be healthy, and also get our own colleagues to recognize that working with this population has so many rich advantages that I want it to be where everyone wants to go and not kind of like people see as a fallback plan.
That's well said. Early in my career, you wouldn't really have put older adults and wellness together. I mean, I think I myself, and I'll say I'm guilty of this, I would have thought if you're medically well, that's wellness. But now you see that there's so much more you can do. There's so much more that they're able to do. And wellness really is all of those things that we want to instill to keep you out of the medical model.
It's changing this perception of when you retire, you will be less active. No,
right.
This is actually an opportunity for you to be more active. You know, we talk about compressing morbidity. There are things you still want to do. Let us help you figure out how to do them, maybe with some meditation, maybe with a program. But at the same time, we need to be better integrated into the whole continuum of health and wellness, you know, medical to health to wellness, to really be able to, we know people decline once they come off our program if we don't find a way to get them invested in something else. And so part of what AGPT is working right now on is really looking at some of these partnerships. We have a partnership with the National Council on Aging, really to look at how do PTs integrate into community programs for disease process. So diabetes exercise programs, Parkinson's disease exercise programs. Do you know what your resources are locally to get somebody to, when they're done a traditional rehab program, to get them to be able to keep going with that exercise model, even though it's not us delivering it?
Last thing I want to bring up is something I think is pretty unique to an academy, which is CEEAA. You guys went ahead and created your own certification.
We did. It has been about 10 years now, which is kind of amazing if I look back at where it was. We, you know, the CEEAA is a mouthful of letters. It's a certified expert for the aging adult. It was founded by a group of members who kind of pulled their thing, saying, you know, we don't dose older adults well in exercise. And we need to transform how we do that as a profession. So this is the course that came about. It's a 3-weekend course. Weekend one is all on tested measures to assess exercise ability across the domains. Weekend two is all exercise principles, just in general. And then 3 is specific disease process exercise prescription. And so each one has an exam. And then there's a practical on the tested measures. And so we've done that for about 10 years. This year, we actually launched an advanced additional 4th weekend as a separate kind of thing, the advanced CEEAA, which is really where we always hoped to go in integration, very much a case-based approach. Let's really work through these pieces. And for that, as an instructor in it, so I have a bias, I have to admit. I just came off a weekend this past weekend, so it's very fresh. But the thing that is most amazing about being part of it is that we do a cohort of between, you know, 50 some 70, depending on the size of the facility, people each through each series of 3 courses. And the people are able to take what they learn and go in and apply it. Then they come back to the next course and we have stuff we can talk about more and how to build it. And every time we do it, I see people elevating their practice. And so they're able to come out and be a better clinician and really be push exercise dosing. That, you know, we need to be sure we are not underdosing this population and that it's not helping them or us to take that fear away, I think, that some clinicians have.
I love that. I love that wrap up and love to see more and more individuals in that program actually expanding and getting some more people being certified.
Yeah. Well, and can I throw in, next year we are launching a Balance and Falls 2-weekend course. We just approved it as a board. We beta tested it in August. So it is in the final process of stages. So there'll be a 2-weekend specific Balance and Falls credential course coming to look forward to.
Look at that. More stuff coming from the Academy of Geriatric PT. What's the cost, Kathy, of membership to the Academy?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is under $60.
Not bad if that's who you're going to be focusing your care in your career on, is to get a little extra insight per year. $60? I mean, seems like the juice is worth the squeeze there.
I think so, for sure. And particularly if you become an active member, you get so much more out of it than the small monetary amount. And I know it's nothing small when it comes to money, but to be perfectly honest, the opportunities and the interactions and the network that I have because of it is parallel to none.
And that's what this feature really is about. When you say, look, what's it, when the first question is, how much does it cost? To me, that says that you're kind of not looking for the value. I always like to lead with the value you get. And that's why I like to say, here's how many individuals you're going to be connected to. Here's all the things that you're going to get. And by the way, here is the cost for all of those things. And you can already see where you're winning. No matter, I mean, even if you said it was $100 or $150 a year to get all those things, it's pretty invaluable for your career when you look what you can do with it. And that's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
All right. You ready for 3 questions?
I am ready.
Let's do it.
On the hot seat with 3 questions on the PT Pinecast.
I want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for helping us keep the show on the air, especially in PT month. The chances and the choices you have where you get to be a physical therapist, well, it's up to you. You have a license to practice. And moving that license from state to state, you can do that and be a PT where you want to be. And Arias Medical can help you get there. AUREUSmedical.com is where you can find all the opportunities. So it's AUREUSmedical.com. When you want to move that license from state to state, they can tell you how to do that, the positions and the settings you want to do. Can I have Travel Buddy? Got somebody who wants to travel with you, whether they're a PT or another healthcare provider, they can find the locations for both of you guys. So check out where you can go with your PT career at AURUSmedical.com. Kathy, first question is now going to be a where question. If you are given free rein, and we are as PTs, to go anywhere you want in the 50 U.S. states, I know you just got back from Italy, but you got to stay in the 50 U.S. states, where would you want to go to be a PT?
Well, I'm a PT in Delaware, so that's where I have to say I would want to go because it is my home. It has been my home my whole life. But having driven across the country this earlier this year to take my daughter to grad school, I have to say Colorado is a pretty darn nice place too.
Yeah, it's not a tough sell. And we get to go kind of visit with CSM coming up in February in Denver.
Absolutely. Come join us in Colorado.
So there are positions in Colorado. AURUS can help you get there. And again, AURUSmedical.com. Second question is a what question. What's something that really gave you inspiration, whether it be a movie, a book, a podcast, a quote, anything that you want to share with the audience for them to reach out and find?
So my work in dementia and for helping people with dementia, one of the books that has kind of really completely changed my perspective of how to do what I do is a book called Dementia Beyond Disease. It's by Al Power. He is a geriatrician. When I have anybody who contacts me because they have a family member, which I have a lot of PTs know what I do, and that is one of Dementia Beyond Disease and Dementia Beyond Drugs. Both are available through most of your book outlets, and you can sometimes find them used. Both are just kind of revolutionary in helping understand the process of dementia, and it's really changed my life's work.
Love that. I love just stacking up the reading list, and that's selfishly why I ask these questions on the show, too. Third question is a who question. We'll stay within the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy. Who is someone that the audience should know more about?
I'm going to say our SIG chairs, which I could give you six names, but let's just take Balance and Falls for the first one, the first on the list, Jennifer Vincenzo. She is one of our SIG chairs, and she has taken this Balance and Falls group to produce a new toolkit for Falls Prevention Day, National Falls Awareness Day, as well as really trying to help work intercollaboratively with other sections who have Balance and Falls groups within them. So she would be Jennifer Vincenzo, would be somebody I think you should know.
Perfect. That's three questions from AURUS Medical Staffing, and again, AURUSmedical.com. We want you to do your foxtail. I just want you to tell the brief story of why you picked to work with older adults. I always find these stories, number one, most of the time they're not direct, and I know yours isn't direct. It's never a straight line between those two points. It's kind of rounded. But what about those people just really inspired you to say, yeah, these are the people I want to help?
My grandmother had dementia, and I thought, I do not want to be anywhere near this because it was just too heart-rending for me. But as I got to work with people and I really recognized that I can make their lives better and what I know isn't necessarily common knowledge and I can do it, I feel like I give people the opportunity to live their lives the way they want to as much as possible. And so with that, it makes every day rewarding for me and getting to hear their stories and getting to be able to participate in their lives and make them a little bit better. It just makes my day great.
Yeah, if that doesn't get you inspired, I'm not sure what will. Last thing we do on the program is your parting shot. This is your mic drop moment, or maybe your soapbox moment. If you wanted to direct it to people listening who maybe are on the cusp, but maybe they're listening right now and they're still listening to this episode, you know, 30 minutes in, and they're thinking maybe I'll be a member of the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapists. What would you say to those people?
Oh, come join us! You won't regret it. I think. And particularly looking forward to if there's any chance you can be at CSM with us this year, I hope we're going to knock your socks off about why you should be working with older adults. And I want to just invite you to join us at our meetings there because we have some fun, exciting and group building, I think, to really make us all proud of what we do.
Yeah, come give it a test drive. Come be amongst the colleagues that are within the Academy right now. On Twitter at APTA_geriatrics, and that website is geriatricspt.org. Kathy, appreciate you taking the time out to talk with us during PT Month. We get to celebrate all the things that we do and celebrating all the things that you get to do inside the Academy of Geriatric PT.
Great. Thank you so much, Jimmy. It's always great to be with you.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.